A week after Valen's rampage, Luke went to bed, lay sleepless for 3 hours, then rose and dressed again. He walked the temple halls for the next several hours. The Jedi he passed sensed his deep immersion in his thoughts and did not trouble him. Ben watched him during the hour he paced the Great Hall. Then, distressed but unable to help, he went to his quarters to spend his own sleepless night. 2 hours before dawn, Luke used the comlink in his quarters to make a series of quick calls. Not long thereafter, on foot, he approached the Senate building. In a few hours, participants in the Unification Summit would collect again, but for now, it was a still office building. He was greeted with courtesy at the main entrance and escorted to the floor where the Chief of State's offices were located. Outside those offices, another set of guards offered equal courtesy, but required him to hand over his lightsaber and submit to a brief full-body scan, which he did. Then finally, he was conducted into a large inner office, one darkened and unoccupied in this pre-dawn hour. An aide activated the overhead lighting and offered him caff. He declined, and the aide left. The office showed that this Chief of State had different aesthetic sensibilities than Jacen Solo or Cha Nyathol, who had preceded Dalla in the position. Jacen had preferred natural woods and landscape tones, though his taste had graduated toward even darker decor in his last months. Nyathol, a Mon Calamari, had preferred militaristic themes in blues and greens. Dalla, it seemed, chose to surround herself with the trappings of the old empire. Her personal office gleamed white, with desks, chairs, and computer equipment that could all have been recently transferred from the bridge of a Star Destroyer. The door behind him hissed open, and Luke turned to see Dalla enter. The Chief of State was once again in Admiral's whites. Guards waited in the hall outside, their forbidding expressions directed at Luke, vanishing as the door closed. Dalla extended her hand.
Master Skywalker.
Luke rose and shook it.
Chief Dalla.
She moved around him to sit at the main desk.
Please, sit.
He did. It was a little odd. He had expected to feel something from her, anger or resentment, or a desire for vengeance, but he could detect no strong emotions, no aggression.
Something to drink?
He shook his head. The Chief of State propped her elbows on her desk and rested her chin atop interlaced fingers.
When my staff tells me that the Jedi Grand Master wishes to see me, I take it as a serious matter, even if we are locked in legal battle. And I assume, when the message does not indicate a purpose for the meeting, that it is one best expressed face to face. So, here we are, face to face. What can I do for you, or you for us?
I'm actually not 100% sure. Earlier this evening, I had a feeling that we should meet. A presentiment in the Force.
What did it mean?
I'm not certain, but I suspect it means that somewhere I now have the argument that will convince you to drop the case. Whether that's true or not, I have to be here. It might actually mean that I need to be in your presence when someone makes an attack on you.
Perhaps the Force was telling you that you need to be here to suddenly discover that I'm just an imposter with Dalla's face, and that you need to cut me down.
No.
Well then, let's wait and find out.
Yes.
You will let me know if you change your mind about Caff.
Yes.
Or sweet cakes?
Luke sighed. The impulse that had brought him here seemed no closer to revealing itself, and Dalla clearly thought he was wasting her time.
While we're waiting for the Force to announce its presence, she said, I did want to say something. I want you to understand this suit is not personal. Even when we were on opposite sides, representing enemy forces, I had every respect for you. In reviewing your records, it became clear to me that you have had a significant and beneficial effect on the galaxy.
Luke raised an eyebrow. But you still need so very much to make the Jedi a mindlessly obedient branch of the government that you're pursuing the trial.
It's not about obedience.
Oh, that's right. It's about not detecting a Jedi turning to evil, which we should be able to do far more easily than, say, noticing an Imperial leader growing so callous that he'd obliterate an entire innocent world to convince other worlds to obey. Dalla became very still. Her face gave away no emotion,
But Luke could feel, just for a moment, the pain she had experienced long ago as her love, respect, and even understanding for Grand Moff Wilhuff Tarkin withered and faded in the wake of the atrocities he had committed in the Emperor's name.